What up, Doe Ledge here. Chill with me. Top tier podcast. Good morning, battle rap world. How's everyone doing, man? Look. As promised, we are here. Yes, it's middle of the week. Not the typical day I release a podcast. We all know Monday mornings at 10 a.m. is when you get that. But, you know, I'm a man of my word. It took me a minute, though, to do this, but I took a full Monday, stopped everything I was doing to watch the entire event of Stay Forever, the memorial, the tribute, the charity event for the late, great, incredible, gifted human being that was Pat Stay. Yeah, it was tough getting there though, man. I couldn't even log in. I don't know what's going on with Rap Grid. Like, I couldn't even, for some reason. So I was able to watch Chrome 23 live stream, even though they had their issues with crashing there. But I don't know. Maybe due to that, like, people, I don't know am I the only one having trouble logging into my account? I need to know that. I've had my account on Rap Grid for about 2 or 3 years now, though. So I wouldn't say I got the longest tenure on there, but I would think I could log in. So I forgot, was it $50, $60? I forgot which one was 50, which one was 60. So I just was able to ask my homeboy, you able to get into your account? Because they didn't order the event yet. So I'm like, look, here go the bread, man. I need to see this event. Like, order the Stay Forever card. So I used their account and I was able to see it, you know, at home. Monday, recording this Tuesday, pre-recorded Tuesday morning. If you're hearing this, it's probably either Wednesday or Thursday you're listening to it. So, welcome. Better late than never. And we're going to get into it. But I'm not going to do like this bar-for-bar recap because this card really is not about wins and losses. Although there's some clear-cut winners in here. Like, you know, like I said, you're going to, you know, I guess I'll highlight the winners without discrediting who I felt lost. It was more about celebrating performances and key moments and standout moments. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to salute every one of these MCs, man. They're legends who are battling for free. All of the proceeds went to Pat Stay's family. And that was major. I don't know where they ended up making, because, you know, I'm not like sitting here pocket watching or counting, but it was a hefty amount and well deserved. And, you know, for the family's sake, I wish it was even more. Wherever it is, I wish it was double. You know what I'm saying? Pat, before I even get into like the car, I think I've told this story before. Like I said, I've only communicated with Pat twice, and both times was kind of like what he embodied. A funny ass person, but a caring person too. So, you know, the first time I ever talked to Pat was like, we were chopping up about battles, and he told me, he was like, he fucked with what I did. I didn't even think he listened to me or know who I was. I think he just came across me when I was talking about a King of the Dot. For a minute, I forgot Pat was doing like recaps on this channel too. Here and there, he was very selective. Like, and I think this was around the season or the Grand Prix, maybe. It wasn't the season. It was around Grand Prix, the first tournament, right? And I think he just liked my energy and how I was breaking down the battles and key things to look forward to. So he said something to me. And then when I thought about embarking on this partnership with, I think it's called 420 Brand Clothing. I don't even know if they still exist. But if you look at some of my old videos on YouTube, they were like my sponsor. And one of the guys wanted to sponsor a global event. Like he wanted to do some like just some wild just type of us versus like US and Canada versus England with a simulcast. Like some, you know, it's some very ambitious shit for someone who don't really know battle rap like that, who just got money. He just want to just be involved. And I went along with it, and I reached out. I think I reached out to DNA. Reached out to DNA, somebody else, and I was like, yo, for Canada, if we're doing Canada, we got to reach out to Pat. And he's like, oh, Pat Stay, I love Pat Stay. So I remember reaching out. Pat, and I just remember him kind of being skeptical. He's like, sure, whatever, man. Like, I'll call you. And so we called, and we was on a three-way. And I just remember him hitting me up by himself once we got off the three-way. Like, what do you know about this guy, man? This picture, he looks ugly as shit. He just called him ugly, dog ugly, bro. And that shit made me die laughing. That the fact that that was like his first takeaway from a potential deal to be a part of some type of global pay-per-view. And then, like, of course, the time, like I mentioned before, a long time ago, when I had emergency brain surgery in 2021. He was there. He was one of the first people outside of family and close friends to call me. He definitely was the only battle rapper that like hit me up. And yeah, so when he called, it was really heartfelt, really considerate. He sounded really concerned. And it was just like really, really cool to get a couple of gems on, you know, being positive and, you know, things like that. Like, he shared this little story with me that I'll just keep to myself. Think that, you know. You know, but it's just, I don't know. I always think back when I see his pictures. And Lord knows there's been a million photos, dope, like, murals and paintings. So when I see him, I just, like, kind of just flash to that brief conversation. And it's just funny, man, because, like I said, I don't have nearly the history like all these other battle rappers and league owners and people a part of the culture got with him. But he, in two short conversations, kind of just left an impression on me that very few have done in two conversations. Like, that's the power of Pat, bro. Like, that's a powerful person, human being, just overall personality. And so, like, I feel good knowing that my two encounters with him were of the highest the highest level of great character. It was one making me laugh like uncontrollably at him just flat out calling someone ugly that we had as a potential sponsor and the second time being super, super concerned and caring and uplifting with words of encouragement. So that's just like, yeah, you left your mark on me, brother. Like, you know, it's crazy. So with this particular event, it's going to be hard for me to really be critical of anyone, SoulCon included. Like, I don't really like this. This is not going to be one of those wins and losses breakdown. Like, I just want to give flowers, bro. First of all, I want to give flowers to all of the MCs for volunteering. And I'm pretty sure it didn't take anything but just figuring out if they had that free time on their schedule. And I'm pretty sure they, you know, some move things around so they can make this happen. And, you know, doing it for free for the love of Pat and his family. And they went all out with it. And so I want to give flowers to them. Want to give flowers, big flowers, organic. Because I think people just don't realize, like, the history they had building a league basically with Pat as the focal point. You know, there's other people in play too. But, like, that's his guy, man. That's his guy. That's his guy, and to see him throughout the stream, I was just looking at him sometimes. Like, even though there was like people performing on stage, I was just looking at him. This is probably the most engaged he's been. Not to say he's never not engaged, but, you know, sometimes he's like smoking or drinking. He's kind of just vibing. And like, if there's a line or two, he reacted. He was locked in, man. He was locked in. You can tell this event meant more to him than anything in the world, bro. And like, just some of the jubilation. Look at me. I'm bringing my my spelling bee champ words from school days out, the jubilation that he showed for certain like moments within the event were just so rare. Like, you never see him. He's usually so calm and stoic. He might laugh at something if somebody got like a funny bar, but like usually he's just kind of stoic and nodding and, you know, very neutral, as like, you know, that's a dope way to be. No matter if there's someone who's been on there as long as the source or someone who's like, you know, kind of been there, but ain't really been there for the long haul, like a, I don't know, like a franchise or a real sick, like you showed them the same amount of love, you know what I mean? And that was dope to see. But sometimes he's like, fuck it. Like with Disaster and Hollow Hand, when they was on stage, I know y'all probably don't see that picture by now. Again, was like Tuesday morning. There's like I seen it on Twitter once, but I'm sure it's floating around now, like of him just like he's screaming at the top of his lungs on stage, bro. And Disaster looking off into the crowd, Hollow Hand with his arms up. Like that shit was, hey, I hope, no, that gotta be a t-shirt. If that ain't if that ain't a shirt somewhere, or just like one of the coolest people don't really rock have posters at the crib, but like one of those, just it got to be one of those, man, paintings maybe. It was just awesome to see. So the emotional roller coaster, the trying to, yeah, I just think about where Organic had to go. Obviously, I think about his family first, but I'm just trying to keep it within the battle rap framework. I think about where all Organic had to do, because I'm sure constantly checking in on his family, his, you know, his kids and the missus and his family, his brother, you know, making sure he's doing everything right and on the up and up to make them proud, right? Then, you know, trying to the venue, conversations with Rap Grid, because I'm sure they, once they found out, once they put that date in and then realized Chrome 23 was also gonna be on Rap Grid, I'm sure there was conversations there. Flights, VIPs, all of that stuff, like I'm sure there was like a lot that goes into it. So when I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about a lot of things that you had to do as an artist, excuse me, as a league owner to get that done. It's not easy. So it's just a lot, man. So I want to say respect to him. And it was dope to see him in that light. And even like embracing Smack the way he was, you would have never thought that there was like anything. And sometimes that's another thing too. Sometimes there, it's not as vicious and malicious as we kind of draw it up to be on the outside looking in. Cause a lot of that stuff that goes on between leagues don't really be league owner to league owner. It's like, there's a lot of other moving parts that make it look like there's extreme tension. Oh, I want to kill them. You know what I'm saying? They probably, their talks probably have been a little more frequent than maybe we would know. I could be wrong, but I don't think every now and then, like, hey man, like this, you don't really throw this event this day, blah blah blah. No, you know, we had to, blah blah blah. You know, some short, I ain't saying they like the best of friends, but I'm sure they done had little cordial meetings or something. Like, hell, even when you would like, even when people get divorced, like with their lawyers and shit, they still have little side conversations, man. So I don't think Organic or any of those, the three, the ARP, I'm sure there's like every, just barely, just here and there. So I don't think it was as malicious as people be thinking. I think it's not that serious. I think what I like was, it looked like they never stopped messing with each other. Like the hug and embrace, all that. It was like, damn, it felt like 2015, 2016 again or something like that. It felt like they never had a fallout. And I will say Smack, he's always like cool, calm, collected, and like, you know, he got the swagger and all that. But I ain't gonna lie, man, he looked a little, what's the word? Like, not humbled, but he looked honored. That's what I'll say. He looked honored being there. Like, man, he didn't look like, yeah, yeah, smack here. You know what I'm saying? It was more like, yo, I'm here, man. Thanks for letting me be a part of this, which was cool to see. That was dope. And like, he had a good time. I would like to, hopefully they took some pictures together. Smack, Gannon. And I think Beasley was there too. Beasley was there. Gully was there. I would just love to see all of them just take a photo, because you never know, man. You never know if that might be the last moment. And I don't mean nothing like in a tragic way, but this was a rarity, bro. This is the power of Pat. Like I said, the power of Pat allowed this to happen. And so they got together, and it was really, 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 really special moment. And then the surprises with Diz and Hollowhead. Let me get some flowers. Like I said, I wanted to get flowers, so I gave some to Organic, Smack, you know, the all the MCs who battled for free. Bro, I want to give my man Jin. And I told y'all, so hold on, y'all. This is my I told you so moment. Back when they did the 50 greatest, battle rap MCs and all that. I forgot who made the list. Was it The Source? Or not The Source. All Hip Hop or something like that. WXL or something. And then, so I made my list of the 50. And for the most part, people thought my list actually was better than the publication's list, which is like dope, right? And everybody was with it, but people had an omission, you know what I'm saying, that they felt like, yo, how do you got this person not in, but you got Jin in your top 50? Man, if y'all don't shut the hell up, huh? You want me to take Jin out of the top 50 greatest ever as far as impact, skill, and just overall ability and bringing awareness to the culture? You want me to take Jin out?
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
Yes, sir.
Wildness, I say. Pure wildness. And now he makes his return, which I did not expect. I didn't expect any surprises, to be real with you. I don't know why. I don't know. I just thought it was gonna be an inconvenience to like have extra matchups there. You had day one and day two. You already got the matchup set and lined up. I thought the surprises were in the announcement. That's why this card is gonna go down in history, because the surprises to me were URL contracted guys being allowed to be a part of the card. To see Real Sick and Luke Castro and who else? Loso. Not so much Loso. I think Loso did a couple of King of Die joints, kind of, sort of. But the Real Sick and Luke Castro, who I know are contracted through the URL, and who else I'm forgetting. Like, you know what I'm saying? To see that, I'm like, yo, that's fire. So that was the surprise to me. But to be honest, the surprises of Disaster versus Hollowhead and my main man Jin versus Illmac. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I had a hunch that Illmac was gonna do it, bro. I had a hunch, because Illmac had to. The Source on the card, Dumbfounded back, Rome back. It's like the all-time greats of like the past. Like, Illmac is of that cloth. He had, so like, I wasn't shocked. It was cool to see him. I was like, okay. I thought maybe he would just appear. I didn't know he was going to be in a battle versus Jin, though. Jin was just sharp and witty and cool as ever. And he's the only person that really, not the only person, but he's one of the few that really kind of really just retired. Like, no in-betweens once he put, like, this is his first time seeing him since 2000 what? I don't even want to know. 6, 7 or something, like, I don't know. don't know how far we going back. Like, he really, and I'm pretty sure he'd have been offered several times to make a splash comeback. That's what I'm saying. The power of Pat, bro. The power of Pat. That's probably what this episode is going to be called. The power of Pat. The power of Pat Stay, bro. Everything that happened was the power of Pat, bro. Like, we got to see Jim, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Nostalgia does get to me sometimes, bro. But I don't care, bro. I'm not apologizing, bro. Seeing the main man, Jim, looking straight into the camera, damaged. Any that stand in my direction. Something. Remember when he was, oh, man. Remember, y'all don't even remember shit like that. This is Jim, straight into the camera, damage any challenger that stands in my direction. Hey, boy, what is talking? Those weren't his bars from the weekend. That's some old school shit. You gotta go in the vault. You gotta go in the vault to find that, bro. He was wicked. No, man, Jim was dope to me, man. So that was a for me moment. I'm seeing Sharon. And Sharon, I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm just like, what's going on? Like, I can bring Jen back. And then he just pop up. I said, oh, my God. The setup, I said, you know, no, you getting a fire. You getting it.
Look what I have created. I have made fire. I have made fire.
So big, big flowers to Jen. And he's always super positive. Like, that's why he's a great follow on Twitter, bro. I hate the term follow. I hate that term. We got to change it. This isn't a cult. But he's a great person to channel, handle to subscribe to. He's just always positive, showing love. He's not one of these old school elitists that only care. Like, he was giving love to new artists or artists that are still doing. Like, I seen him give love to somebody. I was like, huh, that's a pretty niche, like, props to give. But he knows, I'm telling you, battle rap is a lot like NBA and NFL in this regard, that the people that are in the game, that are active, that are players, just like the MCs that are active, they got respect for people that the fans might not respect because they not in it. They don't really know how good this person is. And then vice versa, where it might be people that we think is just amazing, but the MCs who are in it be like, he all right. We don't really see him like y'all see him, or we don't see her like y'all see her, but she good. I'm telling you, it's crazy. That happens way a lot, I'm telling you. And so Jen be like acknowledging people who just kind of been doing their thing for years under the radar, but I bet you all of the peers feel the same way. They just like ain't been open to, like, I don't know, not saying they scared, but they just a little reluctant because it might look away. Like, really? You giving him props? You know what I'm saying? Jen, like, he comfortable with himself. Like, no, he fire. Don't care how y'all view him. He fire to me. Shout out to Jen, bro. That was amazing. Shout out to Illmac too, bro. Illmac, like, to me, not that he needed respect from us, but when he went to RBE and did what he did versus JC, I said, okay, he wanted them for real, for real. And then he went on that run against, like, Ill Will, and who else he battled? Ill Will, A-War, like, he was going through them. Not even though I think I gave Ill Will the win, might have, but, like, just the fact that he was just, like, he was going crazy out there for that run, that, like, 2 or 3 year run right before COVID. And then he kind of just stopped and started, you know, focusing on other things. So it was just good to see them, man. Like I said, I ain't got nothing negative, man. This is not going to be a negative podcast, bro. Want to give flowers to Frack, who I told y'all, he's one of the most dangerous MCs in battle rap. Do not be fooled. Hey, warning sign. Do not be fooled by the happy-go-lucky, witty, flat-out comedic skits and, you know, shits and giggles, and I do this type of music. I do these parodies. Hey, I'm in compliment battles versus Geechee. That boy is a killer. The boy is a killer. Hide your daughters. Don't let him date your daughter. He is up to no good. That boy up to no good, bro. Like I say, this is not about his opponent. It's not about a win or loss. I'm just giving flowers to Frack. Like, I've seen him. XL, I thought he got him out of here. Thesaurus, respect, I thought he beat you. I thought that was a really debatable, very high caliber battle, though. That's one of my favorite battles of recent memory from a King of the Dot card. I got a pass, I'll say five years is one of them that's left there. I think that's a criminally underrated battle. But I remember saying, I think he got him. Obviously he got this. That's the one. You know how I'm like, dog, if it's judged, even if I disagree, it is what it is. I'm sorry, bro. That's the lone exception, because that is by far, unanimously, worldwide, as the most egregious judge ruling in all of battle rap. Like, it's the one. It's the one. That's why I don't view nothing else as a robbery after that. Like, bro, it ain't Frackin' Diz. If it ain't Frackin' Diz level, it's not a robbery. Like, that's the standard. So I thought he got Diz up out of there. Who else he battled? XL, Thesaurus. Oh, he smoked Danny. Danny, are you ready? He got Danny up out of here, something clean too, because Danny choked. So like, yeah, bro, look at his list. Thesaurus, Danny, Diz, XL. Like, bro, even y'all better leave him alone. Leave him alone, bro. I respect his pen. I respect, because everybody has, like, feel like they got angles that they can work with. But it's about, I guess it's about, obviously it's about creativity, but it's about the writing portion and the rapping portion combining to make it palatable. Can't believe I said that word right. I'm not going to try to double back. I rarely say that word right. But to, you know, to say it in a way that the fans get it immediately. They get it immediately. Like, okay, and they're along for the journey or whatever your story is. You know what I'm saying? So I think Frack is one of the best to do that right now. It's a couple. Like, Dunch is good at that. Like, soon as he's begins his sequence, you're automatically engaged, because he's rapping really good. He's throwing some comedic humor in there. But the topic that he that they choose is compelling. That's what happens. Like, what's not compelling is, like, when T-Top went against Swamp, or vice versa. It was the T-Top and Swamp, and they always angling about, yo, on Facebook I found you, like, and it's just like, man, who cares? I don't care about that, really. You know what I'm saying? Who cares? But, like, they always find the right topic that they just know the fans gonna want to love this. So I just think that's dope. And the thing is, they don't drag it forever. They know when to shorten it up and, like, have a punchline in there to keep you along. It's not just a whole bunch of quote unquote real bars. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna get to the real crux of what the point of this is, but along the way I'm gonna be punching, being funny, and, you know, rapping really well. And it's a few. It's a short list. It's like Dunch, Frack, XQZ. Gotta give flowers to XQZ and Pathogenic. I told y'all don't sleep on that battle. It was one of my favorite battles on the card when I seen the full trailer. I said, oh, they got Path versus XQZ. What? We doing that? Who doing the, like, come on, man. Some of the best booking matchups was on that card, bro. Like, but anyway. But yeah, no, Frack is dangerous. He showed it yet again. I would love to see him be a little more active. I would like to see him battle on Premier Battles in England. I think he would go crazy over there. Like, I would like to see him over there against, like, Matter or Raptor or I think him and Rivers would actually be pretty interesting. I think him and Rivers would be interesting. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would like to see that. Oh, Frack and Shuffle T would be kind of crazy too. I can just see him, man. Frack is one of them. He's like a breath of fresh air to me. That's what I call him. So shout out to Frank. I feel like I spent too much time talking about you. You all right, dog. You ain't all that. Let me give flowers to Franchise. Franchise, bro. Franchise is somebody people kind of like forgotten about. I get it. COVID happened, and due to restrictions, he had to stay over there. Now there's leagues over there, but I don't know how. I can't remember how active like Beast Mode was during the pandemic, like the first run when pandemic was scary, when we were saying RIP to like, you know, family members, friends of family, celebrities that were like, that weren't fortunate enough to survive through the COVID. Like I'm that first run that the beginning that what 2021 was it? That was 2020. Yeah. That 2020 COVID year, that was, yeah, February. Like, I think it started like around February. That shit changed. And a lot of leagues still haven't made a recovery from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it stopped the momentum of Black Ice Cartel, one of our strongest leagues here in the Midwest. Like, I felt like once that happened, they haven't really been back. I just feel like it's good to see Franchise back. It's good to see him active and going against Saint. You know what I'm saying? Franchise was in his bag, man. It's the return of the gun go sound like. That's it. Oh, he the king of that. He the king of making the effect and telling you what it sound like. It sound like I'm letting off pepper spray. The gun go when I cock it. It sound like. Franchise be wildin', bro. Energy, bro. Energy nonstop, bro. And aggressive. It was just good to see him, bro. And he was, you know, there in Canada. And he was in his bag, man. So shout out to Saint too. Saint did good. I don't know. Franchise is like, that's why less is more, right? Oh, and by the way, the Booker T line, hold up.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
Booker T line was crazy. He had a couple lines in there, too. But it was just good to see him in his bag early, too. Because sometimes he's a tone setter. He's a tone setter. I was worried that Saint... And like I said, I'm trying not to like do my typical recap and get in wins and losses and things like that because it's all positive. I'm happy for everybody. But I thought Saint was going to kind of be overwhelming with his creative style of punching and like flipping the franchise name and just, you know, really being a little more polished as a writer and all that shit. Like I said, no offense. But no, Franchise has upped his level of writing too. He had like some lines in there that I wouldn't have, like three years ago. I'm like, Franchise said that? You sure? So that's no offense. Like I'm giving you a compliment. I'm saying you improved a bit, man. So it was just good to see him. Like that energy is needed on the big stage. Like y'all forget. Like I know people remember John versus Jack Boy, right? But don't forget they gave Jack Boy another shot right after that. Summer Impact Reloaded or something like that. Big stage. He had to go against Franchise. Franchise 30 him on a big stage. Clean, too. Clean. It was like a breakout game for him, boy. He was out the gate, bro. So that was good to see. Yeah, I'm just giving flowers, man. Who else I want to... Like, I gave flowers to everyone, but it's like standouts to me. The Saurus always gets flowers, man. He just... Because he really don't have to do this shit. And not the Pat Stay card. Not this card. Because I know he was going to do this. He was like, he was on Twitter demanding he get someone. I don't know who the Tea Leaf says Gems. I don't know if he confirmed that it was supposed to be Gems. That battle didn't make sense. I mean, I can openly say, like, I tried to pitch Shotty P, you know, just because I don't know. I just wanted somebody from Michigan to be represented. I'm sure. I would hope that Gully and Gannick reached out to at least Shotty P. Marv request. I would hope so. Because I don't know. I always, you know, because Michigan has like been a part of the King of the Dot fabric, even like people like Mo Dirty, you know what I'm saying, Jay, you know what I'm saying. So I was just like, damn, like I don't even think there was, who was from the Midwest on this card? Was there any Midwest representation? XQZ, right? He might have been the only one. I gotta look at the card. It's not in front of me. But yeah. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. But yeah, Thesaurus, he don't really have to be out, but he be outside a lot for someone who's like, really, you can kind of call him a god, one of the godfathers of this shit. Real talk. I don't know if he will take that as a compliment or not, but he really is. Like, my battle rap history and origins dates back to his early beginnings. It's like, obviously, like, I know about Supernat and people like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go, but like, he's kind of like the first person I've seen consistently. And I'm talking, oh man, I'm talking like on VHS and like VHS and like DVDs and shit. Like, he was the first person, like, bootleg DVDs. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was the first one when I was, like, really, like, no, battle rap is my shit. Like, he was one of the first I seen as a constant. So, it's going to be always, like, an affinity and appreciation and, like, just overall a level of respect I got for Thesaurus. Like, he and Illmac, you know what I'm saying? Marvin Quest. And this was, like, back when I didn't even know Marvin Quest was from the same area as me, to be honest with you. Until... maybe WRC is when I like, oh no, they from, or maybe it was the, were they on MTV or something like that? I'm tripping too. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked again. But no, it was just good to see Thesaurus back against Kid Twist, who, like I said, I just want to give flowers to him, man. He had to be outside, but he chose to be outside. The opponent he had wasn't no slouch. So, you know, Hollahan and Diz, That was incredible, bro. Diz is a monster, man. Say what you want about Diz, bro. He really elite, bro. He really elite. And Hollahan, bro, if you ever come back with some tear-jerking lines that you said towards it, like I know people are like, oh, he's stumbled. I don't give a fuck, bro. You emotional, bro. Like, dog. Pinning that shit, he probably had tears in his eyes, bro. Like, we got to protect Hollahan, man. Check on him and make sure he's straight, too. Like, I'm being dead ass, too, man. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It, like, sometimes there's, like, truths within these lyrics. They ain't just, like, lyrics to just sound cool. And these ain't lyrics just to say sometimes to help you out. It's, you know, it's therapeutic to them, like... you know, I wouldn't say like a cry for help, but like shit, when he said that, like when he, I don't want to get into it because this is supposed to be a joyous podcast, but just like the line, certain little points, you know, little things he said within those lines, I'm like, damn, man, ain't nobody really, I don't know who, hopefully people within the battle rap community is checking on him, make sure he's good, bro. That's all. Who else I'm giving? Oh, yeah, Joey Gambello, too, bro. I want to give flowers to Joey Gambello. Just because, like, I was, like, rocking with him a long time ago. Like, right as he... because he had put up a clip of the beatbox bar. And, like, I was, like, talking about him, like, around that time. So then when that went viral, you know how I am. I'm like, oh, now everybody... I am that guy. I am that, oh, now everybody wants to talk about you when I was talking about you. I am that guy. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm that guy. And I'm never apologizing for that. Because y'all always be late. That's why I be like, bro, y'all need better scouting. Because y'all always late to the party. But y'all was one of those guys like, oh, now people know who Joey Gambello is. So it's just like to see him do what he's doing and what he did against Poe Rich. Who I thought, you know, he was solid. But Joey, bro, Joey's special. And when he gets more active over here, it's gonna be lights out. And that's why I hope the smack and I hope this wasn't just showing love, showing face. I really hope they patch things up to where we can have these cross matches. Cause Joey Gambello got a style. His content is very in line with what URL does. Like, I don't know. Don't be fooled because he's a Canadian white boy. Listen to his content. His shit will work over there. So, yeah, now just, I don't know. I was happy to see him. Everybody. Oh, the ladies. Man, I should have started off with the ladies. First of all, the ladies looked amazing. My verse, KCJ. I'm not the biggest compliment battle guy, but for this, it was fitting. And they picked the right people. My verse has been out a lot lately. KCJ had a really, really strong year of 2022. So it's like you picking people at the peak of their powers right now. That's the power of Pat. That's the power of Pat, baby. Power of Pat working, ain't he? And yeah, it was awesome, man. It was awesome. Sharon and Hollow, Ron and Dumbfounded, like the main events, you know, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed Mad Flex and Mike P too. Mike P is Mike P. Like he good. Mad Flex, bro, y'all gotta start putting respect on his name, bro. I'm telling you that right now. Put respect on his name. He's one of the more enjoyable people to watch, bro. Like, just on a pure, like, I just want to hear what he's about to say. He going to say something, and you're going to be like, what? Like, he got one of them type of styles. Like, what? Madflex one of them, bro. Hey, yo, Madflex, ain't nobody ever told you one of them? Ain't nobody told you one of them. Somebody got to tell you, bro. But, I fuck with it, man. I'm just glad that. Like, I don't know, man. I was in deep thought for a minute. Like, and then, but my, Madflex crowd control with the, when you had the phone and stuff. And just the back and forth that him and Mike P had was a really dope exchange. What was the fun? He said something funny as hell to. He says, what did he say to Mike P? What was it? I'm thinking, oh, the sequel to Body. Like, y'all seen the sequel to, y'all seen the movie Body? What he said, y'all seen the movie Body? They made a sequel. Google Mike P versus Geechee Gotti was crazy. That was crazy. You know, that's fire. Hold up. No, that's fire.
Look what I have created. I have made fire. I have made fire.
I want the group. Absolutely fire. I don't know why I hit that wrong button. I didn't do that. But that was fire. So I just thought everybody pretty much. Loso and Real Deal lived up to it, man. Loso is someone who's like super consistent all the time. Real Deal, the former champ, man. That's crazy. I'm calling him former champ. Even though he ain't really lost the fucking belt. He might go down as one of, you know, him and Pat, the two greatest champions of King of the Dot. History, in my opinion, those are the top two of so far. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a lot to dethrone that ranking for me. But yeah, like everybody really left an impression on me. Like even like, and I'm like saying even SoulCon, just because, you know, I'm being positive. But you know, he's not the highest on the list, but I will say he had like a few moments and he was a good sport. While Frack was performing, like he showed him a lot of love when the crowd was like clearly like on his in favor of what he was doing. He was a good sport, man. And that's what it was about. Really just being a good sport, not getting all up in your feelings. No almost fights were about to happen because that would have been really dumb. Like if you even thought about turning up over anything battle rap related for a cause like this. You would have had to get jumped. You would have had to. That would have been in the contract. You get emotional and want to almost fight at this event, you getting stumped out. And you don't get your, and well, you battling for free, so there's no back end. But that would have been in the contract. Like, you know, if you act up in here, you're getting stumped out, right? And we're not taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it was good, man. The vibes. My man Maddie, who works here with us at Bar Wars, as an assistant VP, he was there. He had a great time. And if you don't know who Maddie is, he's the ginger hair lawyer. He runs our Bar Wars handle on Twitter. And, you know, he took a lot of dope videos. Follow him on Twitter at @Clash_WS, I believe. If you want to see some of the highlights of Stay Forever card, just look on his Twitter, man. He took a lot of photos, videos. He was in the mix, man. My man Maddie, New York, now Michigander, you know, since he moved here to Michigan and helping us with the Bar Wars team. And I know myself, I wish I was there. Smo, who's done work, you know, the founder of Bar Wars here in Michigan, has done work and collab with King of the Dot on several events in the past. I know he wanted to be there too, so it was good to have at least somebody representing the brand to kind of show face. So that was awesome, man. And my takeaways from this is that we as people, bro, like, we can really do amazing things if we realize that we don't necessarily need the things that we feel we need to get things done. Because if we all got one common goal, we can work around whatever the, like, miscellaneous bullshit that's here that, like, divides us or that stands in our way. And I bring that up. You're like, where are you going with this? Because King of the Dot Facebook group, the humanity and the consideration, the thoughtfulness, and the overall just fucking dopeness that the people showed, whether it was people needing tickets last minute, people who couldn't order pay-per-view, people donating, chipping in with money, people like carpooling to make sure you get there. A lot of this dope shit that just happened for this event is what I dream battle rap could be year round for every event and just in society as a whole, bro. Like, I know that's like sounding like some long shot shit, but it really ain't. You just gotta want to do that. You gotta want to be that person. I'm that person all the time. Not trying to pat myself on the back, but like that thoughtful, yo, if we can make this work for you, if I can do this, could you do this? And then we can, like, I'm like that all the, like, you guys, like, and, you know, and, but this, the power of Pat. The power of Pat showers over thee. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, it's like, we got to find a way to muster that up all the time. And just imagine, like, how everybody talking about how amazing that event was. Just imagine how dope, like, it could be like that. It could be like that a lot. Don't let this event be a one-off. Now, it's going to be a one-off for how special it was based on who it was for. But I'm talking about the actual structure of the event, the actual camaraderie of leagues allowing things to happen, and the overall great, great human nature that is us as people coming together, vibing, helping each other out. Strangers, like, I've seen, like, there was somebody there, but I don't even know him, but he was talking about, I think he or she was like, yo, I couldn't make it. And these people pitched in tickets. I seen Geechee talking about, yo, I got 2 tickets. Like, I seen mad shit happen. I'm like, yo, this is fucking awesome. Let's keep this going. Like, let's keep this going, man. Let's keep this going. The power of Pat is, because the power of Pat is, he's so great. It's more than just one event. Because his name and his legacy got to live on forever. It was called Stay Forever. So you got to have that Stay Forever mentality. Just like people who carrying that Mamba mentality when Kobe passed away. Like, people like, bro, like, that, yeah, I did that the year he passed, but it's with me forever now. I'm always on that. We got to always be on that. I don't know why I'm talking with passion, though, just because, you know, as much as I loved it, I just looked like, man, we can really do this. We can really be these type. Like, if you never was that type of person and you just did that for the past day card, didn't it feel good? You can be that person, bro. It's possible. We can do this, bro. We can do this, man. Because you know what my dream is. You know, y'all know what my dream is. Y'all know what my dream is. My dream is a fucking battle rap convention, like, to epic proportions, like a, you know, like Comic-Con and anime, like, you know, all that shit. I want it to be like a huge ordeal. Battle Rap Con, where all the leagues got their booth, got merch, people, you know, their music and their merch, and just like, just, I just got this dream, bro. And like, and it, I don't know, I ain't about to get sidetracked, like, because I've been doing that a couple times in this show. It's just like the possibilities are there. It was very, it was hopeful and promising to see how people act. So shout out to King of Dot, I think it's called Talk Back Group on Facebook. Like, I was just, you know, I don't really comment much in there, but I see it. So I'm gonna end it there. Past Day Forever. It's an amazing, amazing card. Glad I was able to finally see it. And hopefully, like, I know, I didn't, like I said, I didn't have no, everybody was a winner. There was no losers in this. There was no losers in this. Shout out to everybody involved. And King of the Dot, man. Holla at your boy, man. Like, damn, I reached out, like, early before I even knew there was an event. Like, I would have loved to help out in, like, in a way, or, you know, damn, like, I forgot about Dre. That ain't even my name. But, Rego, holla at your boy, man. I'm here. I ain't went nowhere. All my handles are still the same. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me. And I hopefully you guys throw, like, more events, man. I hope this ain't, the only event of the year, man. The BRC misses y'all. For real. Cause y'all throw matchups that just it wouldn't feel right being anywhere else. So that's it. Good to see the family. Past day. I hope they are pleased with the amount earned through up for that event. Like I said, if I wish I could close my eyes and blink twice, I wish you guys doubled that. But, you know, that was a hell of a lot of donations. Shout out to everybody that donated and contributed through buys of the pay-per-view or the tickets and all that good stuff, man. Past day, you will be missed. Your legacy will live on, not only with your family and with your beloved country, but throughout the entire world. You truly, truly, truly are missed and loved. And that card truly embodied the spirit of Past Day, man. It was fun times, memorable times, good times had by all, and we want to see it again. All right. That's my time. As always, keep it battle rap, peace, and love. I'm out.